Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
During my Wednesday evenings where I do spiritual direction and confessions, I get to spend my time in the church. And it is very precious time for me, because it is the time where I get to spend time with saints and to be in awe of the Eucharist. Every single time I'm in a church, I give thanks to God for all these heroic saints who protect the church, sometimes with their writings, and sometimes, and most of the times, with their life. Because of them, we can be here today. Hearing about these saints, I think I can say that we dismiss their achievement because to us it might seem impossible to achieve. Therefore, we do not pay attention to them as much as we should. And that is a big mistake. When we hear about these saints, it should be important to us to read about their life and how they live out their Christian life. When we read the lives of saints, we will realize that they struggled too. And their boldness was a result of their Christian struggle. We forget that these saints show us the way how to rediscover the image and likeness of God, which was imprinted on our hearts. These saints were not saints from the beginning. They first had to go through some kind of purification of their heart. They had to win the little battles in their lives before they could become heroic. For example, when we get up and pray our prayer roll in the morning, that is already a victory. Because at that moment we step towards good and we are ready to take on the world in a Christian manner. Same thing is when we go before bed. When we pray our evening prayer roll, we win over the evil again. And we are setting our heart for good and peaceful sleep. When we remember the prayer, Jesus' prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, throughout the day, we win the little battles that keep our thoughts in check. These little victories make us stronger in our faith and create strong Christian foundation. And when our faith is questioned, when the world attacks us because of our faith, or when the world tells us to deny our Christian values, we are able to deal with those attacks in heroic ways, defending our faith. We are all called to be heroes, saints, Christian heroes, Christian saints. And our examples on how to become are the saints. The saints are our friends. The saints are our intercessor to God who help us grow closer to God. There are thousands of saints where we can find inspiration on how to be more faithful or better Christian. Reading the lives of the saints really gives us opportunity to see what is required of us at specific points in our lives. It is sad to me when I hear people don't have favorite saints, that they don't read the lives of saints, but they are willing to waste time and energy on worthless news. We need to have favorite saints, at least a handful of saints that are dear to us, that we run to when we are in need of help, of protection. Look, each saint suffers with some kind of sin that they fall throughout their whole life. And who knows, maybe that particular sin, maybe that particular saint is fighting the same sin we are fighting. And maybe it would be great to learn from these saints and on how to fight that particular sin. The hard work is done for us. Now all we have to do is to learn from the saints. There will be moments in our life when we are required to be a very good example to our children, our friends, families, so they see that the faith that we are loving is worth dying for. At another point of our life, we might be called to renounce many things out of our life so we can grow faster towards God. I always imagine that we are on some kind of a balloon, and every time we cut off something passionate, some kind of a sin from our life, something that keeps us attached to the world, we go higher towards God. We're kind of set free. We rise towards holiness. The lives of saints offer us infinite, courageous examples of our life, for our life. We have to keep one thing in mind, though, and that is that these saints we commemorate were not ordinary. They were heroic. They decided to be heroic. They made decision from today on, God or nothing. So today, because of these saints, we get to celebrate Sunday of Orthodoxy. This feast day is the day where we won, where the truth prevailed over evil. Because of these saints and their heroism, we get to have icon screens and icons in our home. We get to venerate them and pray to them to intercede for us and for our loved ones. Today is the day where we are to reset and point towards correct direction. Sunday of Orthodoxy is Sunday of right faith, Sunday of right glory. Today is not just about bringing icons to church to have them blessed. Today is a reminder to each one of us to renew our image that was imprinted on us by God. That's the icon that we need to put forward. God imprinted His image and likeness on us, and because of our passions and worldly desires and sins, that image was lost. And today is the day where that image we should bring with us. And if we say that the image is not clear, or if we cannot find it, then today is the day where we need to make a radical decision to find and renew that image within us. And to let the icons that we brought here today help us to make that step. Today, we should be also thankful for all those heroes who fought for the church in the past. We should be thankful because their sacrifice, we get to have one of the most beautiful icon screens in America. Not to brag, but I have two of them. But let us not stop there. Let us continue the fight. Let us be true warriors of Christ who are willing to defend the truth at all costs. The church that faces the world and fights the world is the church that will grow, because God will see that that church is on fire for Him and His commands. And I'm sure that He will deem it good, as we read in the book of Genesis. God created and it was good. He can deem us good if we are faithful to Him. And He will send His blessing upon us and upon this church. So let us put forward our inner icon during today's liturgy and ask God to correct it, to beautify it according to His will. Let us not be ordinary Catholics. Ordinary Catholics will not survive today's age. only heroic Catholics who care about their inner disposition will survive. Glory to Jesus Christ.